Areas hit hard by Hurricane Sandy, like Rockaway Beach, Coney Island, and Staten Island, have been in the news, but not much has been said about Manhattan's waterfront. Places like South Street Seaport, where water surged to 6 to 7 feet on that night. WBAI's Rebecca Miles was there today and files this report.
Manhattan's waterfront on the east side looks quite different today. Manhattan mini storage on South Street is a block long and was flooded by Storm Sandy, like many buildings around South Street, where waters rose to 7 feet. Currently, the building is being powered by generators with names like Disaster Recovery Team, a green unit with corrugated plastic tubes feeding into the building through holes in plywood doors. Plywood is a feature of South Street, where doors and windows are boarded up and storefronts display Department of Building notices in yellow or red, either proclaiming restricted use or unsafe. The problems are the same on each notice, whether it's 107 South Street or 109. Major water damage on first floor, electric system affected, structure compromised. Andy O is standing in his cigar lounge, Cigar Landing, on 150 Beekman. There is a water line marking the glass door. It's above both our heads at 7 feet.
They inspect us. We got cleared sometime late last week, so the electrician came and cleared us. Got our lights back
on. How has this storm affected you?
Well, we lost everything basically. All our inventory, computer equipment. Basically, have to rebuild. And business is just gone right now. I mean, there's no one around. All the bars are basically out of business. So it's going to take a long time to recover.
And I know that they got the stock exchange back quickly, but I presume a lot of your clients are Wall Street types, so they're not down here yet?
Not yet. I mean, most of our business is kind of pretty local, and a lot of it's from the bars and restaurants in the area. And, you know, some of these buildings aren't back up yet, so we're waiting for that to happen. So it may take, like, another month or two.
And what about any support from city agencies or FEMA, or I don't know if you needed Red Cross, but have you got support, when you've needed help, have they been forthcoming?
Well, unfortunately, FEMA doesn't give grants to businesses, so we have to apply for loans through the city and the federal government, so we're looking into that now. Yes. So we're waiting to hear back, but we'll see what happens.
South Street is normally bustling with group tours of tourists and tour buses, but these times aren't normal. Now the area is jammed with generators and vans with pump and power services lettered on the side or licensed special waste handler. Then there's a half a block long tractor trailers like Sunbelt Rentals Disaster Response Unit or Belfour National Disaster Team with words fire, wind and water on the side. For this disaster, it was water, and coming out of Belfour's truck called Central Command was Josh Back, the necktie guy who runs a small business on Fulton Street.
Well, I had a store next to the South Street Museum, which took on 7 feet of water on the inside. All inventory, contents, computers, everything was destroyed. And, you know, this is our first holiday season, so we lost everything. And insurance, as expected, the Travelers Insurance, which is a horrible company, and who rejected my claims without ever walking in my building and seeing the circumstances, has offered nothing. So the store itself is a complete loss. We haven't put a dollar number on it. And right now, because of loss of power in my offices a block away on the second floor, although there was no water damage there, Travelers is once again refusing to insure or to honor any sort of claims that I've put in. And we've been without power, phones, electric, essentially for over 2 weeks. We just got power back. There are no phones and there are no internet. So it's been impossible to run a business during the height of my busiest season.
And what about any city or state support? Is any of that forthcoming, or have you heard of anything?
I've gone to most of the meetings, and I've visited all the websites. There are lots of loans available from here, there, and everywhere. No one needs a loan, but nobody's thinking outside the box. I went to the community board one meeting, offered a variety of different ideas. I got sort of blank stares for some people, another one saying that's a good idea, but the wheels of government grind slowly, if at all, and no one's really there to come up with new solutions. Perfect example was that I said the small business is up. You can get a residential loan through FEMA for around 1-1.5%, or you can get a business loan for 4%. I don't know why there's this disparity, but I said, look, FEMA has offered to refinance your loans if you were affected. I wasn't affected, but if I refinance my home loan at around 1%, I'll save about $800 a month, which is essentially a $10,000 grant, which nobody pays. I get it myself. And guess what? The government makes money off of me because my loan is with them, not with Wells Fargo. And I got blank stares, and someone goes, we don't have anything like that. Well, you know what? Why don't you? So I think the big picture is the small guy's going to get crushed and at best get a minimal payout. And most people will go away. And, you know, that's the way it works. We're not AIG.
Heading close to Wall Street, where WBAI normally broadcasts, you see more tractor trailers, huge generators, men in hazmat suits taking a lunch break. Omar was standing by a dumpster with two containers full of trash, twisted metal and plastic bags of material.
We've been excavating the building, taking all the debris out, all the metals, making sure the area is like clear of any type of dangerous situations like that.
And how many of these dumpsters have you filled?
At least 20.
20?
At least.
And how bad was it? I know it's been 2 weeks since Sandy came in, but this is 2 weeks later and it looks like a disaster zone right here.
Well, it's still pretty bad, you know, but some of the sites, especially the people that's working for Polygon, is doing a damn good job cleaning all the buildings out and everything. We're doing a good job.
Yeah.
So
all the water's gone, it's just the damage.
Yeah, the walls are still like kind of damp or wet in some areas and still have like maybe water pockets in other areas, but for the most part all the water's gone.
Are you getting enough sleep or how long are your days?
I work 14 hours a day.
Ahmed runs one of the many food carts that dot the streets around Wall Street serving hot meals to building workers. As Front Street now looks like a construction site with dumpsters and generators, he's been displaced to Water Street. He says his sales are down by a quarter, and his customer is now a construction worker, not his usual bank trader. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.